Okay, we started working on the idea of chazakis yesterday, with the goal of understanding the chiddush of our taisus. Yesterday we explained that there are three types of chazaka de meikara. There's a chazaka de meikara, which is a cheskas haguf, which is saying that something didn't change. If it did change, it changed at the last possible moment. An example of this comes up when someone dies and they don't know when he died. They find someone who died in his apartment, and they don't know if he died before sunset or after sunset. So the din is, we set up a yard site based on chazaka, who's the cheskas chai. If someone doesn't know if a yard site is one day or the next day, we set up the later day, because the cheskas haguf de meikara is that the person was alive. We're not sure when he died, so we assume that he stayed alive as late as possible, and he was alive till the later time. That's the cheskas haguf de meikara. We had numerous examples yesterday. Excuse me? Right, that's one of the cases that the Shemaitzer talks about. There must be a Mishnah somewhere in Taharis, where someone in the middle of the night touched somebody. Some people are sleeping in a room and he walked past them, he touched them. And when he woke up in the morning, they found out that in the morning he was dead. The question was, in the middle of the night, when he walked by and touched him, whether he was dead at the time. That's one of the examples that we say chazaka de meikara, and we say that he was alive as late as could be, and we assume that he died at the later time.
Cool, also you would say that?
Child, even
the cooler. When he died, you assumed that he found out on the 33rd day, he found the dead baby, you packed his mother from Yibam or something like that?
Even the cooler. Chazaka, we give Misa with chazakas. We even give Misa with chazakas. Cycle of chazakas. Chazaka is the cooler, the chumra. It's a psak din. Now, when you don't know, you go bust in the later day. You assume that the person was alive till the later time. Chazaka de meikara of din is in a case where we're assuming the din didn't change, the halacha didn't change. It's a case where, let's say, something was tameh, it's a suffix, it was nitval. So, by sveikis, we're mashmir. We go basa chazaka, we say the original chazaka stayed the way it originally was. I think there's a Mishnah in Yadayim. It says, Safik Yadayim L'Tameh, to become Tameh, is Tar. So it was Tar before. Safik Yadayim L'Tar, if the Yadayim were Tameh, you're not sure if it was washed, so it remains Tameh. The chazaka, the Meikara, in Din, however the Din was originally, we assume it stayed. The third chazaka was chazaka de hashta, which, as I said in Oslo, we're not going to have much discussion about, at least not initially. There's a concept that when there is no chazaka de meikara, maybe you should go basa chazaka de hashta and say in the reverse, that however it is today, it was all the way back. Those are the chazakas we had yesterday. At the end of Shir, I mentioned to you that chazaka does not work b'kayach birur. It doesn't work as a proof. There's no logic. There's no svara that says something didn't change. It did change. Eventually it changed. The person was alive and today he's dead. He changed. Svara says he changed later. He changed later. If you figure the odds of when he could have died, then maybe it's more likely he died at night than he died at day. Chazaka is what we call hanhogas asfekas. When you don't know what to do, you go basa chazaka. That is an all-important yisoid in chazakas. The truth is, the shtams from Rishonim, the Tesis Yontif in Shnayis Nozir, I think in Perek Tes, says this, the chazaka is not a svara. He says the chazakas works, if not, we wouldn't know what to do. We wouldn't know how to behave when we have no rayas. And we go basa chazaka. So chazaka is not a proof. A proof is better than a chazaka. If you have a proof, you go bust to the proof. But if there's no proof, then you go according to chazakas. Now this idea that it's not a birur answers some of the types of questions that people like to ask on chazaka. People like to ask questions to confuse people about chazaka, for example. The question's often asked, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. If you have Raiv and chazaka, you go bas Raiv. So Raiv is stronger than chazaka. So if ain't halchim b'mam and achah Raiv, by mam you don't go bas Raiv. So why by mam do you go bas chazaka? Kasha. No, Ruba the chazaka, Ruba adif. Ruba is stronger than chazaka. And ain't halchim b'mam and achah Raiv. By mam you don't go bas Raiv. So how can you go by mom and basa chazaka? You know, you always leave things by emotion. So the answer is that ruba the chazaka, ruba adif just means that if you have a proof, you don't go basa chazaka. Not because rive is stronger than chazaka, weaker than chazaka. Chazaka means if you don't know what to do, you go basa chazaka. That's what chazaka means. When we say ruba the chazaka, ruba adif, it doesn't mean that raiv is this strong, chazaka is this strong, and you put it on a scale and raiv weighs more. That's not what it means. Right? What does it mean? Ruba the chazaka, ruba adif means that raiv is a birur. And when you have a birur, chazaka doesn't play a role. Chazaka, what is chazaka? It's not a proof. When you don't know what to do, you go basa chazaka. If you have a proof, in the case where Rive works, so wherever Rive works, Rive is stronger. It's stronger than Chazaka. You go Basa Rive, not Basa Chazaka. Why? Because what's Chazaka? Not a proof at all. Chazaka is that if you don't know what to do, you shtala Chazaka. But if you do know what to do, so you do it. You go Basa Rive.
Why is Rive a so, it could be 99 to 1, but that 1 could be the real.
Yeah, so every birur is that way, right? Every time we mevara something, it's not an absolute proof. Even two witnesses are not an absolute proof. Two witnesses could lie also. It's just enough proof. Right, there's enough proof to give me to paskin halachas, except for mom. Right, is enough proof. Right is a proof. Shtei edim is a proof. There are proofs that the Torah allows. Ruba the chazaka, ruba adif, understand, doesn't mean that it's a better proof than chazaka. It just means that there's no place for chazaka if you have rive. Every chazaka where you have the option of being mevarer, then you would have to be mevarer. If it's efshel of ruy bekal, we're not mevarer like a behema, we're not mevarer all the treifas. Not so much because the chazaka there, really, was saying mecham roiv there, the roiv behemis. But when it's efshel levar, when it's simply if it's to be mevar, you have to be mevar. No question was chazaka if you have to be mevar. Roiv, if it's efshel levar roiv bekal, you mevar. That's only limit to rabbanon. Even the lungs that we check is common.
Moment by
chazaka
by moment. That's chazaka by
It is chazak in meikar, but it's really more. Because you remember, the Gemara says that lomali cross svarahu. It's really a svara that the one who has the problem has to bring the proof. So you're right that there really it is chazak in meikar, but it's more than a chazak in meikar. It's a svara that the mosik wins. Now Rabbi Chanan is saying here a similar thing. He says the Gemara has a shayla of eight echad is nemlam b'makam chazaka. There's a Gemara on Daf Peches. The Gemara is an ibaya if eight echad is nemon negra chazaka. He says what's the shayla? Cycling ala chazakis. Chazakis are good enough to cause somebody to get misa. Eight echad can't give misa. You see, it's the same type of question. I mentioned ruban chazaka. Rabbi Chanan's mentioning eight echad v'chazaka. The Gemara says, does Eid Echa work the Makam Chazaka? So Mechana says, what's the shayla? Chazaka is stronger. You can give Misa based on Chazaka. You don't give Misa based on an Erecha. So Mechana answers the same thing. Erecha is a bearer. The shayla is it a good enough bearer to go against Chazaka? The Makam Chazaka is Erecha, they're considered a bearer at all. Tuwei, do we know is a bearer? What's the din of an Erecha? So Gemara is a shayla, Erecha is a bearer. But Chazaka doesn't work out the bearer. The shayla isn't, is Erecha a stronger bearer than Chazaka? Chazaka is when you don't know what to do, you go past the Chazaka. The shayla is an Erecha enough to say this, to be Mevar, that something changed? Right, so that's the Gemara Shaila. But it's not you weigh one against the other. This is the aside that we must understand in Chazakis. The Chazaka is not a proof, it's Hanhagas HaSfeikis. And make sure you understand what it means, Hanhagas HaSfeikis. Hanhagas HaSfeikis means, I don't know what to do, and this is what we do. And this is the way it remains. Two people come to it in Torah. One person says one thing, one person says another thing. The dying pastor is Hamaisi Mechavei Olav Arai. So one side will come and say, why do you believe him? Why don't you believe me? So the dying will say, it's not that I believe him, it's not that I don't believe you. I believe you both equally, or I don't believe you both equally. But I don't know what to do. It's your word against his word. We leave the money wherever it is. Right? We all understand. Say now that in Isurim it's the same thing. When you don't know what to do, the Torah says, Yishtal Nechazaka. You say that things stayed the way they were, as late as possible, and the change took place later. Now, this is all the klal of Chazakas. Now, I'm going to move on to one more Hagdama, and then we're going to get to Tosfos. There's a Gemara in Cholin, which Tosfos brings. The Gemara says that behema b'chayeha b'cheskas isurei medes. A living animal is also, you can eat living animals. Behema b'chayeha b'cheskas isurei medes at shivada l'cha b'manishchata. If you have a live animal, it's b'cheskas isur, until you know that the shchita was good. What does that mean? If you did a shchita, and you don't know if the shchita was a good shchita or not a good shchita, and there's some sort of safek, whatever it might be, it's becheska sisr. A behemoth is becheska sisr. Once it's nishchita, once the animal is already shechted properly, then it's becheska heterei medes at shivada lecha b'man nitrifa. Once you shecht an animal, the assumption is it's kosher, unless you find out that there was a treifus, as I state in the Gemara Mechon. Now let's talk about the first one of those two rules. Behema b'chayeha b'cheskas iser aymedes ad shi'yavada l'cha b'man nishchita. A living animal is b'cheskas iser until you know how it was shechted. What type of chazaka of d'meikara is that? It's a chazaka d'meikara in Metzias Adin. What? See, it really can't be Metzius. Because when it's alive, it's alive. Now it's dead. It's dead in front of me. I don't know about my Nishchita.
That's
the din. That's the din.
Allah. Metzius is a live animal.
But I know it's not alive. I have no suffix that it's dead now. I'm only misufik if it became mutter through the death. But I had a live animal. The animal is now dead in front of me, and I have some sort of suffix in the Shchita. So I say, behema b'chayah b'cheskes isurei medes, ad shi'yavada l'cha b'man nishchata. It has a chazak de be'ikara of isur, until I know b'man nishchata. Simple enough. Simple enough. Good. What's the cheskes isur b'chayah? What's the cheskes isur b'chayah? It's a chazak be'ikara in din. Because the guf changed. It's shechted. I don't have a suffix when it was shechted, when it was killed, rather. I know when it was killed. My only suffix is, was it killed in a way that makes it kosher? Cheskes haguf, that it wasn't geshechted. Well, let's see. You're right. what is the cheska sister of an animal? Rashi in Chulin and in Beya, the Gemara Tosfos brings it from Chulin Daf Tes, and I think it's in Beya Chafei. Rashi says, what's the chazaka of a living animal? Cheskas Eiver Menachai. A living animal, you know, eat the meat. It's Eiver Menachai. So it has a cheska sister. So if it was shechted, and you don't know if it was a good shechita, whatever case, we're getting to the nitty gritty of Hilchos Shechita. The shechta with a type of knife, that's a questionable if it's a, if that knife is a good shechita or not. We say, we pask in the animal's treif. The animal's not kosher. Because the behema b'chayyad, the chazak the meikar is it's usur. Not allowed to eat it. So if I shecht it, and there's a pagam in the knife, and I don't know if the pagam did the cutting or not, the animal is aser, because the chazak the meikar. So Rashi, cheskas eiver min hachai. What's the problem with this, the logical problem with cheskas eiver min hachai? Everyone follow? What's the problem with Eivim Nachai? Tosis here's Rashi. What kind of cheskas Eivim Nachai? This animal right now definitely is Ois Eivim Nachai. The animal's dead. It might be Nevela, might be Shluta. So Tosis asks Rashi, what Eivim Nachai? Eivim Nachai is not the issue. The Suffolk isn't Eivim Nachai. I'm a soupy. I have an animal in front of me. It's shechted. And it was shechted well or was shechted improperly. So the Gemara says it's cheskas issa. Rashi says Eivim Menachai. So Taisa says, what are you talking about? Eivim Menachai is definitely gone. It's definitely not Eivim Menachai. The question is it Nevela or isn't it Nevela? There's no chazak in the meikar of Nevela. And therefore, Tosis argues. Tosis gives it a chazak of Eino Zavuach. That's Tosis Lashon. It's Eino Zavuach. It's not shechted. It says, V'zavachta v'yachalta. You shecht and you eat. It's Eino Zavuach. When it's alive, it's Eino Zavuach. The chazak is, it stayed Eino Zavuach. Sounds like a machlokes in semantics, in Lashon. Rashi says cheskas eiver menachai. Tosfos says eino zavuach. So Dr. Rashba, b'ma pligi, they argue if machzikin me'iser le'iser. There's a question, machlokes rishayim. If machzikin me'iser le'iser, what is machzikin me'iser le'iser? Does chazaka transfer from one iser to another? Meaning, Rashi said, when the animal is alive, it's becheskes eiver menachai. Now I shechted it in a way which may or may not be good. Rashi says it has a cheskes iser. It went from eiver menachai to nevela, cheskes iser. That's a chazaka. From eiver menachai to nevela is a chazaka. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Eiver Menachai is one parasha of the Torah, and the Nevela is a different parasha of the Torah. Tosfos holds a mavzikin misalis. So this is a machlokes rishayim. If mavzikin miiser leiser, what's a svara? Svara. It's easy to understand. Rashi and Tosfos. Huh? It's easy to understand. Tosfos. I think everyone agrees. What? So what are the two of you arguing? How Chazaka works? Tosfos says Eino Zavuach is like Eino. Tosfos here uses the lashon Eino Gureshes. It's a chazak that's missing. It's missing a matik.
First
time
you had to make a book.
Taisa says it is. In Rashi says a chazaka of Eber Menachai is a chazaka de Meikara to become a chazaka of Nevela. Machzikin ne'isr le'isr. Pashtus, at first glance, Taisus is right, it's a plia. Machzikin ne'isr le'isr, because it was Eber Menachai, that's why I should say it's Nevela. So one possible way of arguing is no. It has a cheskas isser. What's the difference if the name of the isser is Eivim and Achai, the name of the isser is Nevela? It has a isser. It was osser till now. I say it continues to be osser. So what does that mean? Rashi and Taisa are arguing how Chazaka works. It doesn't work with the psak. The psak of isser remains. Or does it work with the particular isser? In other words, it's Eivim and Achai. The Vela. Taisa says it's Eivim and Achai. Eivim and Achai is finished. The Vela is something else. So we have here a machlaikis of machzikim the isser le isser or not. As I said, this machlaikis is in Chulin and in Beya. Machlaikis Rashi and Taisis. And the Rashba there is Masber that this is the machlaikis. One thing is for sure, if Chazaka was a birur, it wouldn't make any sense to go from Eivim Nachai to Nevela. It can't be Mavar that something's Nevela because before it was Eivim Nachai. It would be a birur, it would make sense. If it's a Hanhaga, so we could hear already that maybe two started. Proof, it's not a proof, because yesterday it was Eivim Nachai, today it's Nevela, it's nothing to do. Now, I want you to look, we're not going to talk about it today, but the Rashba in our Gemara brings a raya from our Suya that Masakinim, that Loi Masakinim Isal is. It brings a raya from this Gemara, and that's the Rashba here. I think it's the second piece on the Gemara. It's a shame we'll get to it yet, because we're going to come back to Masakinim Isal is. Alright, so these are the two sets of Hagdamas you have to know. The rules of Chazaka and the Machlaikis of Masakinim Isal Isra. Now we come to our Gemara. What is so special about this Taisus? Before we learn the Taisus, I just would want to make sure you understand what's unique about Taisus, what's special about Taisus, what's the Chiddush of Taisus, and then we'll get into the nitty gritty of what Taisus is saying. But just you should understand what makes Taisvus Yevamis Daf Lamed stick out so much is the following issue with Chazakas. You can have a Chazaka in a place where there's no reason to doubt the Chazaka. At the simplest case of Chazaka, let's say you go into someone's house and his wife is home, you have a yichud shayla, but it's baila beir, her husband's in town, so there's no yichud shayla. Okay, so you say maybe the husband died. You say you go pasach chazaka that he was alive this morning, he's probably alive. Now, that's a case of a chazaka where there's no reyesa, there's no reason to doubt it, there's no reason to think it's no good. That's the simplest chazaka. The simplest chazaka is, I have no reason in the world to think anything changed. So there, of course I go basa chazaka. Here, I don't even need gzeras hakasav by mitzayrin. I assume, if I have no reason to say things changed, I assume they didn't change.
If
she doesn't know. Okay. All right, but that's not my point, you understand? You're right, but the point is that when you assume someone's alive because you have no reason to doubt it, then that's simple. Then you have the usual cases of chazaka. Usual cases of a chazaka is that there's a reyesa in front of us. Something happened. All the cases I mentioned to you yesterday are all cases where something happened. He had a mikveh. The mikveh was a good mikveh. It was memsa. Somebody tifled. The next day, there's something missing. The mikveh is chaser. You have a reis in front of you. That's where we need a gzeres hakasuv from the tzaira to say that if a change happened, the change doesn't happen. We say it happened later. We say that the change took place, but it happened at the last possible minute. You check a 13-year-old, he has shtei saris. You assume that he got the shtei saris now. Mr. Negeti yesterday, you have no right to assume that he had shtei saris, because he was born without it. You assume that the way he was born stayed until today is a reyesa. Something changed. When did it change? Xeris HaKasim says it changed the last minute. So that the cases of Chazaka and Shas, typically, the cases in the Gemara, the cases that we're talking about are cases where a change happened. And the question is, this reyesa that happened, when did it happen? So I say, look, the chazaka started before the reyesa. Right? The person was alive before he died. The mikvah was full before it was missing. Or the knife was good before I have a suffix when it got pogum. And any of these fakes, or the animal was born kosher, and now I don't know when it got its all in its lungs. In all these cases, the chazaka started originally. It was a solid fact, the person was alive, the mikvah was malay, it was factual. And now, the question is, when did the reyesa happen? We say it happened as late as possible. Now that is muskim, that's easy. The nidain that Tosfos, the Darkei Moshe, the Ram Lublin, the Shach, the Shmaita are talking about is a case where the reyesa preceded the chazaka, but for the most part we were unaware of it. We were aware of it. I'm not sure if it matters, but the reyesa preceded the chazaka. The reyesa came first before the chazaka came. What's an example of reyesa preceding the chazaka? The Darkei Moshe's case. What was the Darkei Moshe? They shechted an animal. The shechita was good. It's a good shechit, a good knife. What happens when you shecht an animal? It's becheskes kashrus until yivadal chaba banitrifa. They took the animal and they found that there was water in the brain. What's the halacha? It's water in the brain of treifa. So the halacha is if the flesh of the brain surrounds the water. If the mice is makif as amayim, then it's not a treifus. If it's all contained inside the mayach, then it's not a treifus. If the mayach is not makif the water, then it's treif. So what do you have to do? You have to slowly take apart the skull and the brain of the animal and see if it's kosher or it's treif. The shaila that the Darkei Moshe was asked was that the butcher had already chopped up the head. It had been cut up. And it was no longer possible to check if the mayach was makif the mayim, or if it wasn't, the mayach makifa. What do we do now? What do we do now? There's water in the brain. And it's impossible to check. We have no way of checking when it came, if it came before, if it was surrounding it or wasn't surrounding. Now, we know for sure it didn't come after Shechita. Brains don't turn to water in dead animals. So that happens in a living animal, it's not well. It happened when it was alive. So the question that was asked of the Ramah was, do we have a right to say, Nishchita, it's Becheskes Heter Emedes, if you have a cheskes heter, until you know that it was treif, could we go basa chazaka de meikar? Could we assume that it's kosher? We have such a rule. Nishchata, the Cheskes Hatzor Emetus. So what did the Rama say? The Rama said, nothing doing. You can't give it a Cheskes Kashrus. The water, whatever water was in the brain before the Shechita. So never got a Chazakah. When did it get a Chazakah? You shechted with Cheskes Hatzor Emetus. What Cheskes Hatzor Emetus? It's not Cheskes Hatzor. Not Cheskes Hatzor Emetus, because the Reisa, the water in the brain, we didn't know it. But the water was in the brain before the Chazakah. If the water is the brain before the Chazakah, you can't go Masa Chazakah. You can't Shtala Chazakah. It's a Safik. Safik Darais Lohamra. You have a Chazakah. If you make on the Chazakah.
The water
had to be there before Shkiftar. The Rama says that he knows this from our Tisus. Are you going to learn the Tisus with you yet? I'm sure you all know the Tisus. The Rama says it's Tisus, Yavamis. I don't know if he says Daflamet or Lamet Aleph, but he says this Tisus. And the Maram Lublin argues, because he says that Tisus says the opposite. Tisus is Mamish Vakert. And in a nutshell, the Shach explains why Tisus is saying like the Dakimaisha, and the Shmaitzer is saying why Tisus is saying like the Ram Lublin. In a nutshell, that's, you know, it takes 7 hours to figure out whether all that, how that works out. But you want to know in a nutshell, that's what it is. The Ramah says, I'm Tisus. Ram Lublin says, why do you mean I'm Tisus? The Shach explains the Ramah, the Dakimaisha, and the Shmaitzer. Shmaitza Hay, Perifes, explains the Ram Lublin. So that we I hope you all understand the Nidain before we start Isis. The Nidain is where a Reisa precedes the Chazaka, could you go Basa Chazaka? That's the Nidain. And the Nidain is, what does Tisus mean? Now, just as an aside, can you do me a favor? Just explain the Svara why we should go Basa Chazaka when the Reis is before the Chazaka. Someone can explain it. I'll say no. Someone can say yes. But you have to be Tutsdadim here, right? Like is the Rabbah and the Rav Lublin, the Shach and the Shmaitz. So it's very nice. We're going to figure out what does Tisus really say. What's the Tzad that you should go Basa Chazaka where there's a Reisa before the Chazaka?
Chazaka was there, but then again.
The Chazaka, which Chazaka was there? When it was alive, it had a Chazaka that if this and this would happen,
it
would pass the base of the Chazaka. In other words, the animal was, when it was alive, had a chazaka that if the animal had to be more than a year old, that we know it wasn't born that way. So let's say the animal was more than a year old. It's more than a year old. So we know it was born not a treif. So maybe the vart is, it's sort of a potential chazaka, not an actual chazaka, it's a potential. It always had the potential that through Shechita taking off the Israel as a Vuach, the Dine Treifis would assume to be good. And that's right. But words, we have to see if they fit in all the cases, but at least to give some words to it. So again, what are we saying? That you have a Reisa before the chazaka. But the question would be, if Be'etzem, the facts of the Chazakah existed earlier, or the animal was walking around earlier, just because when it's alive, I don't care if it has water in the brain, because you can't eat it when it's alive anyway. Is that enough to make a Chazakah? Okay. It's a good Hezbo. We have to give this Hezbo some words. We'll call it, it's a potential Chazakah. Is that... satisfies you, Ezra?
Yeah.
Sort of a potential, right?
Not happening now.
Well, Rashi says it more clearly, right? What's Rashi say here? By Safik. Rashi says, what's the chazaka? Im yamos, haritzaris ari. It's a potential. Right now, it's irrelevant. The husband's alive. He's not wanted to anybody. Just im yamos,
haritzaris ari. Well, that's the comparison to every single case. Here, there's no connection at all from the race of before to the actual chazaka later on. The shkita is a connection to the team.
You mean in the case of the Dr. Moshe, it's better?
No, the case of the of Gerishin over here, the fact that she's a mutual shuk later on, it's actually with zero connection to the fact that now she's got this ish. It's two different chasavs.
Two totally different things.
And over here, by the case of the Shkita, if the, you have the race, and the race is directly going against the Benetri.
But the chazaka of Issa Nevela in the Zavuach, way from the Chai, has nothing to do with the trade for Seder.
So it's going to negative
the initial
tefillah.
We get
the proof
of the initial tefillah
because it's
true. But the shechita is a shechita. When you shech the treifa, it's not metame yaltz nevela. It's metame nevela. So it's ois nevela. It's ois in a zavuah. So the shechita helps with something. Okay. And if it's impossible to make a bearer, what do you do now? That's the question. If you could be mevar, you still have to be mevar. But now the head was cut up already, can't be mevarer. So is there a chazaka? Is there a chazaka? We thought there was a chazaka. We shechted the animal. We thought there was a chazaka. But then we opened the brain and we see that it was a problem. So what we need, what challenges us, is to understand what the chazak is.
This chazak of a shkita, the issue is good. It's a chazak of the meikar. How is that a chazak of the meikar?
Nishchita is... Every nishchita is becheskes heter, at yivad l'chav
b'manitrifa. So where is that the chazak of the meikar? What made it a chazak of the meikar?
What made it a chazak of the meikar? So let's see, not in the water in the brain case. Let's say you have a case that the case of the wolf that picks up the Bnei Ma'ayim. Right? You have the case where you shecht an animal, and then a wolf grabs the Bnei Ma'ayim and runs away with it. And you run after it. I wouldn't run after it, I'd let it run away, but somebody ran after it, and it dropped the meat, so you picked it up, and there's a hole. There, the shaila is, did the hole come from the wolf picking it up? Or was the hole there originally? See, in that case, it's klar, nishchita, the iser, whether it's in zavuach, in achai, came off. It's becheskes kashrus, because every animal is assumed to be kasher. I don't know, it has a hole. Did the hole come from the wolf? Or did the hole come because it had the hole when it was alive? So there, I have a chazaka that it's good. I have what to be telling it. The water in the brain case is a little worse. There, the reisa was there in Mechayim, but it might have been perfectly kosher. The brain might have covered it. Or it might not have been perfectly kosher. It's a worse case than the case of the Zayv that picks up the Meimai, Mechayim.
On the case of the Dr. Moshe, what would we do with the milk of that animal?
You see, the milk is a different story. Because the milk is already oiske paske mechayim. Milk doesn't have the Israel of Zavua. It doesn't have the Israel of Mechayim.
And now the milk is a
benevolent as a subject. Right.
But the milk
will have the milk, they shouldn't change anything. Because even if I find a vadai trefa in the animal, the milk will still be kosher. So the milk, l'chayim, shouldn't change anything. Now, we are going to see the Shemites and Perek Tes throws the case of the milk into this discussion of Rav Lublin. So it will come into discussion. So we'll see. We'll wait till we get there. But the pashtus is that the milk doesn't have a nezavuah problem, it doesn't have a menachai problem. So ready is becheskes heter when the animal's alive. So it's not an issue of when the animal died. So when the animal is alive, we assume it started without water in the brain. Here it's an issue when it was shechted. That's why I want to give it a chazak.
The same thing that the water was in the brain. If the milk was kosher, so it's the same thing.
I'm not saying you're assuming that the water was in the brain. I'm saying the water was definitely in the brain b'shas shechita, that I know, and I have a safik, it was an oifin that's mattress. So that safik, it's oifin, it's mattress, I can't nishchita, it gets a cheskes heter, if that, those are the words, shepashas agamar, nishchita, the cheskes heter and edes, it shouldn't be true. There was a reyesa, we didn't know it, but we find out now there was a reyesa at the time you shechted it. Pashtos should be that you can't. Although, really, that's what Ezra is saying, that even when it was alive, it had already the potential that through Shechita would be mutter. So, Shechita is one Indian, Tresh is another Indian. So maybe we should look at it that way. Okay, so this is the discussion in our sugya. Again, the kuda of this taisus is, if I have a reyesa in the chazaka from the very beginning, does that ruin the chazaka or not? And that is the question: is why? What does Taisa say? What is Taisa saying? Rama says he's saying one thing. Ram Lublin says he's saying something else. Shach says if you learn Taisa's pashit, then Ram Lublin is a right. So let's see the Taisa's. Now Taisa has a kasha neteretz, a kasha neteretz. They're talking about the second Kashan Teretz, but I'm going to learn Taisus from the beginning because it's important, as an aside, to understand the first Kashan Teretz of Taisus, and then we'll get to the part that's a discussion. Ishazu b'cheskes hetel l'shukai ne'edes from Taimar tinach kinis v'achka girish. If he married the Tzara and then gave a divorce to the Erva, Farhavet Tzara's Erva, she already had a heter liyibum, a heter l'shuk. Aval girish v'achkach konas, olay hava b'cheskes heter l'shuk, v'ay lor b'yumir d'afka b'girish m'sayf konas ayri. If somebody gives a get first, safekar v'lay safekar Allah, and then marries the tzara comes into the relationship with a safek. Zichab, this is a case where the reyesa, so to speak, precedes the chazaka. By the time she gets married, there's already a safek if she's a Tzara's Erva on that. Yeshlaimah. Now this is where I wanted to stop just for a couple of minutes. Just the words of Taisus Teretz, forgetting now about Chazokis and Reyesus, just the words of Taisus Teretz. Yeshlaimah. Why is this Tzara Becheskes Heta L'shuk? The Mukminan Ha'erva Becheskes Shalai Nizgarasha. Because the Tzara looks at the Erva and says the Erva is Becheskes Shalai Nizgarasha. Those words, Becheskes Shalai Nizgarsha, means what? What's attached? Becheskes Shalai Nizgarsha. That's a Cheskes Haguf or a Chazok in Din of Eishes Ish. What Chazoka Shalai Nizgarsha means? Cheskes Eishes Ish. What? She herself is Becheskes Eishes Ish. So, if you learn Taisus this way, that's the most you learn Taisus. Becheskes Eishes Ish. If you're learning Taisus means Becheskes Eishes Ish, so you're assuming Machzikim Echazim Mei Yisal Is, right? You're going from Eishes Ish to Yivam L'Shuk. But the husband died afterwards. So she started with Becheskes Eishes Ish. The Erva had a Becheskes Eishes Ish. And she therefore has a p'tor, because she's the cheskes eishes. You're saying that since it's oiske paskin for her, a cheskes eishes ish, so therefore the erva has a chazaka. You're saying once it's oiske paskin for her, it helps for her. What? What? Someone else gives her a kedushin, why should it be a suffer kedushin? It should be a valid kedushin. It should be a valid not kedushin. Go basa chazaka. Every suffix get. Isn't that what the Gemara is saying now? Isn't that what the Gemara is saying at this point? If you get a suffix get, minatayra, you go basa chazaka. She's vade and she's ish. Isn't that what the Gemara is saying? Ishizu b'cheskes hetzim is out of balais. I think the Gemara is saying that. No? Gemara, I think, is saying that if somebody is a vadei shesish and suffer karavai, suffer karavah, in atayra, it would be that way. Ah, midrabanan, so midrabanan, whatever reason, where the midrabanan will not. All right, so you can learn Tosis that way, and if you're happy with it, I don't have any problems with it for today. There is a tzad to learn Tosis, that Tosis means chazaka shalayin is garsha. It's a cheskes haguf. She was in a certain position, and that nothing changed. That physically it didn't change. Physically the get didn't happen. The question is, did it happen? A person can look at it as cheskes haguf as well. It's a chazaka that the question whether the get was close to her or not close to her was not close to her. Because being close to her would change. What? No, I mean a chazaka that she stayed the same. Till now she was Eina Gerusha. Now it's 50-50. It could be was karav like karav karav la. I assume she remained in the position of Eina Gerusha.
Still
chazaka in din. Why? Because again, it's only a din. That's what he's saying. Again, it's still only a din. Okay. I'm only coming to be Matl Safik. I'm Shadon Taisis. And it's Hashem, if you have the time with all this. It's all Shmaitzach. Hey, in Perches, he talks about the Kavanah of Taisis Teres. And the Lashon is very brief, so let's see, we'll try to figure it out. Okay, now come the Kasha and Teres of Taisis that matter to us. Primarily, the focus of the Ramah and the Marav Lublin. Is in Taimer. Now here you have to decide, is Taisus saying like the Maram Lublin, or is Taisus saying like the Ramah? Or to put it in different words, is Taisus saying you do get a chazaka when there's a reis and meikara? Or is Taisus saying you don't get a chazaka reis? Ramah says Taisus is saying that there's no cheskes hater when you have there's no chazaka when you have a reis and meikara. And Maram Lublin is saying Taisus is saying fakeret. So look at Taisus' words. Taimar Hacha would mean Isha Becheskes Hetel Lashuk Afo Pisha Bisha Shana Elera Safik Kaisa Medes Becheskes Isa Shabayla Adayin Chai. Here we're saying that we put the Isha Becheskes Heter even though at the time the Safik began she was Becheskes Isa Shabayla Adayin Chai, she was Isha Sish there, the Tzara. There it's mashma dafka for a reyesa that comes after shchita. She's becheskes heter. Kugai, bozei, but not the bnei mayim v'chzira. Kshem the kul. The wolf came, and it took the stomach of the animal and returned them with holes in them. We don't say maybe the wolf bit into a place where there was a nekev previously and the nekev is really matriv. We don't say that. So the end of Taisus, I understand chazaka. Everybody understands chazaka. The reisa came later. We understand chazaka. But when you have an animal, then it was noilet suffic when it was alive. Keep going, suffic drusa. What's a drusa? A drusa is a type of treifus which comes from being clawed by a chayim. If a lion claws an animal, that is a drusa. The animal is darus. The clawing is a poison that kills the animal. Under its claws, the animal had the whatever wild animal has accumulation of bacteria that kills animals, that would kill another animal. The cloying, it's not like the venom of a poison of a snake that gives off poison, but the cloying is a sakana because under the claw of all these animals, there's old meat that's ruined, that's spoiled, and it gets into the blood of the animal that kills it. So drusa is a type of treifus. What's a suffic drusa? Suffic drusa is that we know a lion was in the barn. The farmer hears there's a lion in the barn. He goes running down to the barn. It was me, I'd run away from the barn, but once upon a time, they ran into the barn and chased away the lion. So now the sheep that are there are suffic drusa. It's a suffic if they were nidras. So suffic drusa is a suffic of treifus. When did the reisa happen? Mechayim. So Taisvis, avon noilad ha-safik mechayim. Kogay safik drusa, loi, mishum shanosh noilad ha-safik hoysa adayim b'cheskes iser. You can't give it a chazaka by safik drusa. Because the safik came before the chazaka, the reisa came before the chazaka. So Zog Taisvis, safik drusa is treif, because you can't give such a chazaka to the animal. So what do we see from Taisus Kasha, like the Ramo, like the Ram Lublin? What do we see from Taisus Kasha? Not a trick question. Well, what's Taisus saying in the Kasha? That by Safik Drusa, with the Reyesa was Mechayim, you don't give Chazakis. So Frek Taisus on our Gemara, if it was Girish Vachak Kines, so the reis is before the chazaka. What's going on here? So Tosis Kasha is beferish like the Ramah. Tosis the Kasha says if the reis is before the chazaka, nishkan reis, it's not nishkan chazaka. However, Tosis Teretz vaymeri. The hasam no. Tosis says in the Teretz you do go basa chazaka, even if there's a reis. I drusa. Hasam chayshim asavik drusa mishum the shchiach. You do have a chazaka, and you would go bas a chazaka. Why by safik drusa I don't go bas a chazaka? That's because I have an undim. I have an estimation that it was doros, because lions that go into barns do drusa. So v'meila, it's mucha milsit feili surat v'mila teira. Chini v'yoshav lo kaitz b'veshet, chashin ha-shem ha-hivri. You shaft an animal, you find a splinter of wood in the food pipe. So with chayshish, there was a hole and it got better. Why with chayshish? Because it's normal. If there's a kites there, it's mukhamilsum. So what does Tais hold in the Teretz? In the Teretz, he says, like the Maram Lublin. In the Teretz, he's saying that really, you give a chazaka, even if there's a reisa, that's kaidim. Except by Safik Drusa, where it's Mucha Milsa. Sounds like from Taisus' parents, in the case of the water in the brain, that Taisus would say, not like the Rama. Taisus would say, like the Maram Lublin. Taisus would say that there's an issue, that there's a Chazaka, and we should go Basa Chazaka. So this, in a nutshell, is the Rama and the Maram Lublin. How are we going to deal with the Ramah? Because you don't go from Taisus Kashi, you're supposed to go from Taisus Teretz. So that's for the Shach to work out. Okay, now tomorrow we're going to come back to it. I do want to point out to those of you who will be astute enough to pick up on it, that Taisus Kashi here, if you dive in the Lashon, Taisus seems to be start with one Kasha and end with a second Kasha. The Taisus, the different timer, the second and timer. I explained the end of Taisus Kasha. The beginning of his words, it's like as if it's missing Voy Kasha in the middle. If you've been dying well in the Lashon, you should see that there are two Kashas in the Vim timer. The Maram Lublin, the Ramah, all are dealing with the second, with the one we discussed. And it's Hashem, we'll see. Now, tomorrow, I would like to try to explain the Shas Teretz. The kids are not spending a lot of time in the Shas Teretz. I do want to spend time is that the Shmaitza Perik Tes is a kasha and the Maram Lublin from the case of milking a cow. You find a cow treif and there was milk originally from that case. Now that's in Shmaitza Hey Perik Tes. The Stipler, the Kilos Yaakov, it's Simon Chav Beis in the New Prince, and the old one's a Simeon Tess. About four paragraphs in, he starts with the Shmaitzes Kasha on the Maram Lublin. That piece of it. Now, Zekina Misal Isser, I'm going to push off. I'm going to talk about it, but I'm not tomorrow. But there, the Kasha from the case of Cholov to our Shiloh. Well, in other words, what I want to do tomorrow is deal with this Shiloh. The Shiloh of Reyesa Kaidim Lachazaka. There are other issues, but it will get confusing if we throw everything in one shot. So for tomorrow, I'd like to deal with Reyes HaKayim L'Chazaka, the Kasha from the case of the cheese, which really some people started to ask here during Shir. And Yitzhak Shem will deal with it tomorrow.